with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
You're going to talk to us about being back to normal or not entirely back to normal. Where are you going with that?
Yeah, not so much. But you know what? Because summer is starting in Israel. I know it's different there. By the way, I just wanted to, just a little bit of an aside. That last song you played, man, that killed me. Just killed me. That was very beautiful and very painful. You know, we hear things depending on what's going on in our lives. And, you know, we have some COVID angst and,
funny how things take on a different meaning depending on the context. It's pretty powerful, that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so thank you. Thank you for that. Took some notes. I'm going to look it up, do my YouTube thing. All right, very good. So I had mentioned to you, Simon.
The spiritual guide's back this week. Yep, on you go.
So lofty, so lofty. I feel the halo coming. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that, you know, I thought to myself, this is crazy. Summer is here again. I have grandchildren, cause I was married at 12. But anyway, so I had to tell you that the kids, like, they're starting camp. School was delayed. They have these kind of lame, these kind of anemic camps that they're going to try to get going this year if we don't get put back into bedude, into quarantine. And I know, in a sense, I feel a little bit guilty because what you guys are undergoing now, from my understanding, is a plague, a COVID siege. Yeah. We here are kind of, they're not talking about it much because it's even as if the editors are bored. Nobody really wants to talk about it. They'll let us know if we have to go back. In the meantime, there's like a buzz. We're supposed to wear masks, but nobody's really enforcing anything. And I thought to myself, what is it, God? What are we supposed to have gleaned? What are we supposed to have learned? Am I missing the message? And I thought about it yesterday. You may not be aware of it, Simon, but I went to the beach yesterday. And, you know, I couldn't go in the water. It was jellyfish.
Oh, really? Okay.
Jellyfish. And it's crazy. You won't, I really want the listeners to hear this. The jellyfish come. They literally arrive the beginning of the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. It becomes impossible. It's like there's a heavenly calendar. It becomes impossible for most of Israel to enter the water for the 3 weeks until Tisha B'Av. The morning after Tisha B'Av, the jellyfish are gone.
Wow.
And it's crazy. It's weird because there's a whole injunction about swimming during it. So it's like if the Jews won't know it, the jellyfish will tell us. So I couldn't go in the water. It was hot. I was walking on the beach, picking up shells, and I was hungry, but it wasn't lunchtime. So I sat and I ate a peach. Here I am talking to South Africa, a billion miles away, and she's going to talk about eating a peach. And as it was dripping down my hand, I was thinking, this is incredible. I have this peach. Every breath is a miracle. What can I do this summer if I can't, you know, if I don't have clients, if the children don't go to summer camp? What are we all doing? And there are so many miracles happening. I'm thinking to myself, how many of us remember before we were uptight? I remember being a little girl and going with a friend on the highway. The cars, the trucks were going by, and we used to sit under two weeping willow trees and eat cans of peas and carrots. And we would sit there maybe 40 minutes and go home. And in those 40 minutes, we fixed the world. We went on adventures. We pretended we were in space. We did everything. And something disappears in us over time. The year of COVID, Simon, has given us an opportunity to revamp, review, and look at our bucket lists. To remember, indeed, when a peach was the greatest treat around. We're racing and waiting for life to happen, but it's stopping, whether it's jellyfish, whether it's God in heaven telling us to slow down, not the way you planned today. And that's what I think it's all about, that slowing down, that reconnecting to the imaginations that we had, because we can't go out. We can't go anywhere. We can either get dumb and numb by Netflix or take the time to read. Dumb and numb by YouTube, or have a conversation with someone we haven't spoken with. Dumb, numb, or more alive than ever. And I just want to tell you one thing. I came across a discussion. There's a doctor in LA. I love him. I don't want to tell his name because he seems to have like a small groupie following and I don't want it to get too crowded. But he was saying, I want to be his only girlfriend in Jerusalem. I think he's Iranian. He's an Iranian Yid. But anyway, he said that he learns from patients every day and that we only realize how insignificant most of our worries are once you have a health problem. Healthy people, we have lists of things we want. Our wish list, it goes on and on. But someone who's ill only has one wish.
Yeah.
So I think that if we take that perspective and say, let's not wish this COVID period away. Yes, a pox on this pox. But our days are not to be wasted. Our days are meant to be holy and fun. And if we could find three things every day to smile at or laugh at, you know, Simon, I occasionally do send you things that give me a personal yuck.
I do know that. Very well, yes.
Yeah, too well. And but imagine if we do that, then this year of COVID, this time of COVID, this chapter of COVID, for those of us that are still very much alive, very vibrant, and can still read a book and eat a fresh cherry in season and out, then the year need not be wasted. Glorious things are there for us. And even the summer camp, we can make our own summer camps. We can have sushi lessons with the grandchildren. We could watch a new Pinterest, learn to cut hair, learn to butcher someone's hair. But really make these days meaningful because the days will come sooner than later, please God, that we won't have the time for what we have time for now. And that's my idea on the summer ahead. Not to say, wer weiß, so many days, so much time. But so many days, what a gift.
I am aligned with you to a frightening extent today, Andrea Simontov, the song that I played every day. I play a 4:30 song, a particular song today. It was Al Kol Ele, Al Hadvash ve'al Oketz, Al Amar ve'amatok. We need to be grateful for it all, for the bitter and the sweet, for the honey and for the sting, because like you say, it's time for the revamp and the review. So, Andrea, that was special. Thank you as always.
Thank you, my dear friend. Shabbat shalom u'mivorach.